Hello, Shimrit, am I audible?
Hey, Mr. Joshi, how are you? What is
Yes, I'm
this?
good.
Something is not right with. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. What about you? How was
I'm
Hanukkah?
fine. Hey, really nice. We went yesterday to our family, to my mother's in-law house, and we lighted the candle with them, and then we came home to also to bring it to light candle also in our house. This is I like Purim. If you know what Purim is, it's like Halloween, and this is the most favorite holiday, and also Hanukkah. This is the most favorite. It's like the Diwali, you know.
Yeah, we also like candles, but we also burst crackers. The crackers that are getting busted in
Crackers, what?
Israel
Ah,
and
yes, like
currently in Israel are completely different.
yes. Okay, that's nice. Well, there is something really strange in the Zoom, although I don't mind because it's not video. It's like he put me in a mustache. I don't know if you see that, but never mind. It's only an audio, so okay. Two technical things. First, I want to make sure that I pronounce your name eloquently. So it's Shubham Joshi.
Exactly, you're right.
Oh,
And
okay.
Shimrit, right?
Yes,
Can
Shumrit. And I saw that you write another points. As I said, I'm not sure that we will get to everything, but what I want to say, it's like we'll try to flow and to see what create more interest and if and maybe in some point I would take the direction to the other topic, and if I feel that we talk too much for one subject, and let's move to another subject. But generally, I'm going with the flow. If we see that something is interesting and we have things to say, you have things to say, I have things to ask, then I don't have like a rigid like agenda. But if I see that like we are some kind of repeating ourselves, then I'll prefer to go back to go to go ahead to another subject, if that's okay. Okay.
I'm okay with it. I thought that we can either cover the entire journey of both the countries and then come to the current situation that is there, because a lot of developments has taken place under the leadership of different prime minister in India and Israel, and a lot of interesting things, be it the stories or the reason why the relations took so many years to get established, and many more things. And we also have a lot of history in the past, because when we talk about both these countries, India and Israel, it's just not the relation between India and Israel. It's a relation between the Hindu civilization and the Jewish civilization. So it has a lot of history.
Yes, I agree with you. I totally agree with you. So, I will start, okay? And I hope we'll get well. We'll get it well. Okay, great.
Yes, we will.
So, we are here in more episodes from in our podcast from the Ganga to Himalaya. With me today is Shubham Joshi, who is a lawyer and political consultant from Mumbai. We would like to talk today about India reaction, India stand in the Israeli-Hamas conflict and Hamas terror attack in the 17th October. And we'll go aside a bit to the history of the two states and all kind of inside politics. So if that's okay with you, Mr. Joshi, I would like to start. And my first question is about the reaction of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. At first, Modi tweeted that he condemned the terror attacks of Hamas, and it created a lot of enthusiastic reaction in Israel for the sympathy and for his stand, really clear stand against the terror attack. But like, I don't know, a few days, 2 weeks after that, the spokesman of the foreign minister is holding a press conference, and he mentioned again the commitment of India to this two states solution, and that India is obliged to both of the side also for the Palestinian. And there's a lot of things happens, but we'll stop there before we continue. So it makes me wonder, is India really support or really changed its position regarding Israel and Palestine and the Palestinian conflict?
See, the position has shifted. There is no doubt in that. The reason I will tell you is that it is the first time when a Prime Minister of India has openly condemned the attack. This is the first and the foremost thing that has happened. Again, going back to the stance that has been taken by the Ministry of External Affairs, by the Indian government, about the two states or the two state solution, it is also, we need to see that they have taken this stance taking into consideration the security of Israel. They have clearly stated that Palestine, there should be a Palestine, but not there should be a secured Israel too. So the condemnation came because both the countries have been victim to the terrorism. We know what terrorism has caused and the detrimental effect it has caused to our country as well as to the your country. So that came through that. But again, it is not completely the country has taken the side of one nation, but it has kept its position to two nation, but making sure that it doesn't cause any detrimental effect to Israel. For example, when the resolution were in the emergency session at United Nations, India abstained against the resolution that called for Israel ceasefire. That was something that was done.
Yes.
So this is interesting. So there is not completely change of position, but there is definitely shift, and that shift has taken place because of the betterment in the India and Israel diplomatic relation. But in
Yes.
order to see how it changed, we have to trace the past, that how this relation started, that how the entire journey began. Because let's get into an interesting factor that India didn't recognize Israel. India didn't recognize Israel in 1948. And there was a different point of view. The leadership back then was in favor, completely favor of Palestine, because there were multiple reasons to it. The first and the foremost reason being that the leadership of India, be it Mahatma Gandhi or be it Jawaharlal Nehru back then, were against partition. But there were also political reasons. Political reasons being that India got its freedom in 1947. And it needed friends, it needed diplomatic allies. And Arab world was one of the eye on which India had to look up to. And that was also one reason why it,
At that point,
yeah, that was
I would
one of
like
the
to,
reason.
if
Yeah.
that's okay,
And
if I want to connect to what you said before you continue. The thing that you said that India were looking in its first years, friends, allies, when where she it was just established. And I'll connect it to the stand India on the ceasefire resolution was that basically in favor of Israel and was precedent because India all around the operation in Gaza through the years always voted yes to a ceasefire. This is the first time that India ascended in the resolution, which is, as you said, it's a shift. It's not a change in the status. It's a shift, but it's Fred Zakaria was asked in this situation. He said, like, okay, so it's okay to take like a balanced stand in the conflict, okay, as you said. But the biggest question is which side India is choosing. Is it choosing to be in the side of United States and the Western world, or did it choose to be in the side of Russia, China, Iran, who are in favor of Hamas? And Iran is a lot of people saying that she's the mind between behind this attack. So I think the question is larger in now today, in which side India is taking its position.
There cannot be one answer to it. We will have to segregate the things out here. There
Okay.
is a political stance of a country. There is a political stance of the countrymen. There are two different things. What is the diplomatic stance that is taken by India as a country, and what does the people of India want? Now, there are two different things. Again, let me go back and continue from where I stopped. So we go to the recognition of Israel. So as it was in 1948, they got the freedom, but we didn't recognize it. And there were a lot of talks. India recognized Israel on 17 September 1950. And ironically, that's interesting because that was the very day when the current Prime Minister of India, Narendra Modi, was born. So the thing is that after 2014, there is definitely a shift which we cannot deny. Here, the situation on which side the India lies, India doesn't take the side, but it has its own ground. The ground that India has decided for itself, that it is not going to support the violence, or support the violence by the terrorist of Hamas. It's a clear distinction that we are not going to support the terrorist activity. And we also are in the support that the Israel has its right to self-defense, something that has been laid down in the UN Charter, Article 51, or in that's a common defense tactic that any nation should have. But there is interesting thing here is that if you look at the decision taken by the India government, again, I will say it's not a change. It's not taken the side of Israel or Palestine, but it has shifted a bit where it has ensured that the security of Israel is also a concern. And this has happened after almost 70 years. This was not the thing. This is the government stance. Now let's talk about what the countrymen think. You know, we are talking about 1.4 billion people. Approximately some 60 to 70% of Indians are in support of Israel and its and all the rights to defend itself and to secure itself. See, the Hindus in the country, which consist of almost 75% of the population, feel connected to the Jewish people because of the history that both the people had. There were attacks and persecution by anti-Semites on the Jewish people. At the same time, we were attacked and butchered by the invaders. We both the communities have been victim to the Islamic terrorism. That's also a reality that we cannot deny. So there is a connect. The stance of India has shifted, but it has not changed. But when you talk about 1.4 billion people, majority of them support Israel in the fight against the terrorism.
Yes. Well, I've seen about the voices that you saying, and that India is big country with is the most populated country. It passes China now. About those
Yes.
voices, as I hear, like the political voices has like has a background of like political side and also religion. As we said, the opposition with Rahul Gandhi did not condemn. I didn't see that that it had condemned the massacre on the 7th of October. And when you hear like an interview of opposition's members, you're seeing that they are always emphasizing that this massacre did not happen without a cause, that it has rooted in the occupation, that Palestine does not have their own states, and etc. etc. It's like it's an excuse, or it's like as the head of the university said in the United States, it's depend on the context. So it's I've seen those voices. So my question is, does Prime Minister Modi have to balance his stand, because he doesn't want to lose totally the Muslim, the opposition support, the audience of the opposition support, of course, and therefore he have to take balance question a balance stand in that question.
In order to understand this, we will have to understand the diplomatic relations between the India and Israel. So this was a joke in the diplomatic circles for ages that India has always treated Israel as its mistress, that they have used it whenever they want, be it in the wars of 62, 65, 71, or Kargil War, and never paid back. But that's not the reality. I firmly believe, and not an exaggeration, but the relation between India and Israel, it's like a true love made in heaven, but it is not getting converted into marriage. That's the thing. And why I say so is because of the current stance. So see, for ages, India have sided with the two-nation theory, and it has ensured the Congress was in power. The Congress was in power for almost 70 years, almost majority of the time. And they were clearly inclined to the Palestine. And when Prime Minister Modi came, he had to ensure that he put India's interest first. When you say that Prime Minister Modi, the decision he has taken, or the stance that the government of India has taken, is it because of the opposition and the Muslim population? Taking into consideration the leadership of this country, I firmly believe
Yeah,
that the
Mr.
yeah.
Joshi, your internet is not stable. Your last sentence I didn't hear. So if you could repeat that, or also to check on maybe your connection, because the last question was, well, the last sentence was swallowed also now.
Hello.
Yes, you were in freeze.
Hello.
Yes, I hear you.
Yes, I think so. There must be some issue with the internet. I'm not able to see you. No.
Do you want maybe to connect from your mobile phone? Maybe it's there's better
No, I'm good.
connectivity.
Now, I'm good. But I just can't see you. That's the thing.
Okay. Well, I don't mind on that. Beside that, it's better to see you also. Okay, I hope we will hear good, because it was few interruption, but it was for a second, but in the last moment it was like really long second, so. Hi, Joshi.
Am I audible now?
Yes, now I hear you. I hope it will continue.
Yeah, there must be some internet issue. So the last thing that I wanted to continue with is that when you say that the decision that has been taken by the current government, does it has a reason that is because of the Muslim population in the country and the opposition? See, the current leadership of the country doesn't hesitate to take a serious decision. The decision they have taken is not because of the Muslim population or the pacifying the opposition, definitely not. But
I see you. I hope, hope now it's okay.
I believe that the issue of internet, that's what I think.
What again?
Yeah.
Wait.
I think internet and internet connection, that's what I think.
So can we do
But
something because
probably we
you're.
might not face.
I'm saying that it's still like there is like a disconnection now, like in the few last second that we are talking. You want to try to connect from your phone and not from your computer? Maybe the internet
Connection.
from the phone is better.
Probably let me check for a second. I think so. I think so. We should give it a try. Let's see. Let me change the connection. Am I audible now?
Yes, now you sounds good. I hope that's the only thing is that like a, after
Probably
few
we might not face the problem now. I've changed I've changed the connection.
Okay, I hope it will last. Am I audible? Yes, but I see that it doesn't last. Are you sure you don't want to connect from your phone?
Is there stability now? I hope there is stability now.
Let's try just to talk, just not connected things. Let me hear you and see if that's okay.
I'm audible.
Yes, you are audible.
Yeah. So the thing, it's again the same thing. You need to understand that this shift or the decision is doesn't have any pressure from the opposition or the Muslim population in the country. It has been taken by the government because I firmly believe that the government also wants to ensure that the relationship that has been there for 70 years doesn't change in a second. Probably as it has shifted, slowly it might change, but the shift is a good start. It's a good step. That's what I can say.
Okay. If I may relate to what you said about Israel being the mistress of India, there is like a
That joke was in a good humor and probably was something that was getting circulated a lot before 2017, before the visit of the Prime Minister.
yes. And there is another story that Nehru, I think, asked for ammunition from David Ben Gurion, and but he asked that the flag of Israel will not be presented on the boxes, and David Ben Gurion said, "No flag, no ammunition." Sorry, and Nehru agreed last that the ammunition will be sent with the flag of Israel. So my question is, like, Israel was always the hidden allies of India. She gave ammunition when it herself has a shortage in ammunition. Golda Meir, David Ben Gurion also supported in the resolution of Jammu and Kashmir of Narendra Modi. And but still, like, there is, I feel like there is an hesitation to stand like a solid and clear stand that where is the interest of India? Is the interest of India are broad and are also lies in also connection with Russia, Iran, China even, or does the interest of India lies mostly in the Western Western world with United States and its allies, Israel?
Let's go back to the story first. No flag, no weapons. It was interesting because that was the time when India was at its low because India was fighting China and Prime Minister Nehru needed an ally, needed a support, needed arms and ammunition. And again, what David Ben Gurion did was right because any country's flag is not just a mere piece of a cloth, but it's a symbol of identity. And the very symbol and identity that Prime Minister Nehru was fighting to protect in the China's India war. But no weapons worked and it came, but it was not used. So it caused a detrimental effect. From one story to another, we also have stories. This was the story of non-cooperation. Let me take you to the next story of cooperation that happened when the two female leaders took over. When Golda Meir took over Israel and Indira Gandhi took over India. And a similar situation had arose in 1967. Six-day war took place. After that, 1968, RNAW established relationship with Mossad to train itself and to develop. So in 1971, again, India needed weapons. And India needed weapons from Israel. And during that time, we didn't have an established diplomatic relation. So a source was found in London by RNAW and Mossad. And through that source, a meeting was established in Dresden in Austria. And the news was given to Golda Meir and the requirement of weapons, the requirements of mortar and many more things. Ammunitions was told to Golda Meir. Israel itself was suffering the scarcity due to the 67 war and the conflict that was taking place. But Golda Meir decided to give and lend the support, and the entire shipment that was going to Iran was sent to India, which was helpful for India in the 1971 war. And it played a vital role. It played a vital role in the victory and the creation of Bangladesh. And Israel recognized Bangladesh, but Bangladesh didn't. But from the story of non-cooperation of no flag, no weapons, to the story of cooperation between Golda Meir and Indira Gandhi is one such thing. Again, where does the interest of India lie? The interest of India lies, see, the world is no more unipolar or bipolar. The days of Cold War are over. The world has become multipolar. And India has raised its stance and itself has established itself a power, power point. It has its strength, but it doesn't want to have, it has not established itself to an extent where it can resolve all the conflict. What India is preferring is that it should not again go to any bloc or take any sides, but ensure that there is a peace around. India's interest is with Israel. Even if the population is the 9 billion, the country's population is 1.4 billion, but the quality of weapons, the quality of trade that India has with Israel has its own importance. But the but equally important is with the Arab world, because the Indian diaspora is in the Arab world. So there are also bilateral relations with those countries too. So the countries have interest everywhere. And India cannot take a restricted stance or a constrained stance of supporting only one country. There are a lot of things involved. There is a diaspora involved. There is a diplomatic relation involved. There is a relations involved as far as weapons are concerned. So there's multiple things. But I can tell you that India definitely believes that there should be a secured Israel and that there should be no conflict in the Middle East.
Yes.
And
okay. So let's talk about the border interest of India. Let's talk about China. Just before the war started between Israeli and Hamas, there was the idea of Indian Middle East Europe corridor, the IMAC. For the bridge between India to Western country, which United States gave its support, and it was kind of context to the bridges and to the connection of China through Iran and Pakistan, and to the bridges also of Russia. And in this way, India for the first time put his interest, connect his interest with Israel, because the success of this kind of project needs the cooperation of Israel. Part of the bridge has to go on Haifa port, and this will create a partnership. And so in a way, India, we could say, have now, I don't know if the project is still relevant, if it's on the table, if it's on some kind of freeze, but this thinking is trying to catch two birds in one catch, also to put a challenge to China, and from the other side also to build a bigger opportunities for India. Where is it stands today?
When we talk about any international relations, the only thing that is very honest about international relations is that there are no permanent friends or permanent enemies. There are only permanent interests.
Yes.
And as far as interest is concerned, anything that is beneficial for our country or for your country, and anything that is beneficial mutually for us, will be something that will be done. And any cooperation needed for that will be done. The project all these things might take place, but I believe that it is still halted. It's not something that has full-fledged started because there are a lot of things and a lot of conflicts going on different grounds in different India and China relations are not at ease. There are a lot of things involved there too. And when we talk about India and the other countries also, there are also problems, but it's not something that has immediately started or what we can say in complete progress. There are still problems in that to get it done. But hopefully something that is beneficial for majority of the country should be done. That's what can be said.
Okay, like we have like three minutes before the Zoom is finished, the free Zoom. So when to get fin when it get when we will get disconnected, then reconnect with the same, let it like 1 minute and reconnect with the same link that I sent to you.
Okay.
So another question that I wanted to ask is like China has picked is picked really strongly his side its side on this situation. She does not she condemned at first the terror attack, but then she's a constantly is calling for a ceasefire. She constantly asking to see like the civilians interest in Gaza, and her direct its direction, it's like in the same on the same page as Russia. So this allies also put a bit of dilemma of India, the because China put it's really challenge for India in the border, and try to challenge its position. So and China also took a stand here in this conflict. So does it change like the strategic thinking of India, how to react, and would who is the best? You say you talk about interest and not about allies, but still I think that there is some meaning that China has picked one side.
The position that as China has taken. Now, there are many things when we talk about China. It's not a democracy, first thing. That's an important thing to be taken into consideration. As far as India is concerned, India too has condemned the terrorist attack because it has been a victim to one, not one, but many. But in the same way, we have not voted against the ceasefire resolution, the sixth resolution that was placed in the United Nations. Strategic thinking, our strategic thinking is not to counter China currently, because in this conflict, it's almost a 64th and 60, if I'm not wrong, 65th day of war. Currently, peace is more important in the Middle East because a lot of the situation currently is tense. It's strategic thinking doesn't depend on what China is taking. We, as a country, as a democracy, want peace in the Middle East rather than playing our chessboard between India and China. So we are not in a situation that just because somebody has picked up a side, we need to pick up the side. We have our own ground, and our ground is that there should be a secure Israel, but at the same time, there should be no terrorist attack in Israel, but at the same time, there should be no humanitarian crisis in the Gaza or West Bank. That's one thing. Whatever the solution can come, it can come through a